The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma. Tomb of the Black Ape, Paolo Sui, alias Madame Ingoma, Fu Manchu's daughter, has removed certain long-buried secrets which have enabled her to call a meeting of the Council of Seven, the representative heads of the Si Fan. Nayland Smith and Shan Greville, disguised as Mongolian monks, are present at the meeting while Weymouth and Dr. Petrie have gone to the Mudir, or native mayor of Kaga, for help. Smith and Greville, their identity discovered, are overpowered, and Smith, bound hand and foot, is thrown into a secret dungeon in the cellar of the house in which the meeting was held. Weymouth and Petrie, reinforced by native police, arrive to find the house deserted, with no trace of either Smith or Greville. In an inconspicuous hotel in the environs of Paris, Dr. Fu Manchu, in the garb of an Occidental, hovers over a small, black-lacquered case lying open on the table before him. As he touches a button, tiny lamps glow dimly. A speck of red light appears in the open lid. Fu Manchu leans forward and...
X-radio calling 5. X-radio calling 5. X-radio calling 5.
5 reporting to X-radio.
Contact. Your report leaking soon.
From Cairo. The meeting of the Council of Seven held last night was abruptly terminated by the discovery of Commissioner Nayland Smith and Shan Greville, Sir Lionel Barton's secretary, disguised as lamas from Minganla.
Our old friend, Mr. Nayland Smith. Continue.
Nayland Smith, a prisoner, was left in a secret chamber. The Lady Fa Lo Sui, her personal servants, myself and Shan Greville, abandoned the house immediately.
Fa Lo Sui abducted Shan Greville. To what end?
It appears, Master, that the Lady Fa Lo Sui is strongly attracted to Mr. Greville.
He did not go willingly?
No, Master. At the lady's command, I injected elixir catalepsy.
Her plans for this unwilling suitor... And for the immediate future?
The lady plans to remain in Cairo for the time being. She then intends to proceed to London by way of Marseille. No definite date set for departure. Mr. Greville, she plans to take with her.
You have covered your tracks well, my friend. You are not suspected of still being in my confidence?
No, Master.
Good. Pay attention. I am now in Paris. I shall precede you to London. My X-radio key shall be open each night between 11 and midnight. Report nightly between those hours.
Weymouth, oh, thank heaven you're back. Any news from Alexandria?
None, Petrie. 'Tis as though she had never been. My entire force is drawn blank. MacLeod may strike something. He's in Port Said working on a plain hunch.
Gad, the Council of Seven dispersed into thin air. Nayland Smith missing, Greville missing, and Said disappeared with the car. Where the devil can they have all gotten to?
Heaven knows, but there's not a trace, not the slightest clue.
Well, I have a bit of good news as far as Barton is concerned.
So?
You remember I cabled Hawkins of London, the brain specialist, regarding a suggested treatment for Sir Lionel?
Yes.
Well, he cabled back saying he had communicated my problem to a Dr. Amber, a former assistant who, fortunately, was in Cairo at the moment and would call.
Oh, and did he?
Yes, while you were in Alexandria. He suggested a treatment and sent me some odd preparation with instructions for its use.
Oh.
I injected and, well, Barton has fully recovered.
By Jove, that is good news.
Let me add, Weymouth, excepting that he has absolutely no recollection of what took place from the time he was attacked in his tent until he opened his eyes in the hotel at Luxor.
Blast it, then we're still in the dark about what they found in the tomb. Is there any chance of his ever remembering?
I don't know, Weymouth, to be frank.
How about this Dr. Amber? Can't he suggest anything?
Well, Dr. Amber has left his hotel. I was informed he'd gone to Europe last week.
But otherwise, Sir Lionel's all right, eh?
He's still a bit weak. Otherwise, he's as fit as ever. The stuff Dr. Amber sent me, as suggested by Hawkins, acted almost like one of Fu Manchu's antidotes. Yes? Oh, just a moment. For you, old chap.
Thanks. Hello. Yes, MacLeod. Who chartered her? Oh, I see. Put that on the radio to my side with instructions for port authorities and police to board and search. Never mind that. I'll take the responsibility. Goodbye. I wonder now.
What was it?
It's possible that MacLeod has struck a lead. He's been over the books of the Suez Canal Company and found where a steamer chartered by the Minpak Transportation Company Limited cleared Port Said last week for Marseille.
Well, I imagine many steamers, even under charter, clear for Marseille.
Aye, but not all of them clear with six passengers, one woman and five men. The woman was veiled, traveling with her invalid brother. Her four servants were all Hindus or Burmese.
What? Cad Weymouth, could it be?
Here's enough for me to take a chance on. I'm taking indefinite leave. I'll try heading them off at Marseille by plane.
You're chartering a special plane?
I am. On His Majesty's service, Petrie. I'll be leaving in an hour.
Good. Make room for Katamay and me.
Sorry, gentlemen, but my charter party left the ship the minute we docked, 3 hours ago.
As your passenger, you saw the woman. Can you describe her, Captain?
Well, she was taking care of her invalid brother, an Englishman. His servants brought him aboard on a stretcher. But if she was English and his sister, well, then I'm a Hindu.
Were her eyes green?
Aye, brilliant and long and green as jade.
Did she keep to her cabin?
Yes, she did, mister. She was a beauty. An Eurasian, or I don't know my women.
Any heavy baggage?
Some. Boxes, bales, and a lot of trunks. All went overland to London.
I'm satisfied, Weymouth.
So am I. I'll clear you to the port authorities and the police, Captain. As your papers are all in order, I'll see that you're not held. Come along, Petrie. The Paris plane leaves in half an hour. We'll connect with the Imperial Airways liner tonight and be in London by morning.
And so, Weymouth, that's your plan of attack here in London?
Yes, Yale. We're acting in accordance with the policy adopted by Commissioner Nayland Smith. Not a word to the press of this.
Right, sir. Then you're ordering a raid on that Limehouse place?
Yes. Your report warrants it. You say that apart from the presence of Asiatics, who have no business in that section, especially at night, a smartly dressed Eurasian woman visits the place.
Right, sir. She's been seen twice, last night and the night before. I've secretly examined some of those bales and cases stored in the sheds on the dock. It's contraband, sir, if I've ever seen any. Smuggled goods every bit.
Very well, Yale. Make your arrangements. We raid the place tonight. Have enough men to surround the place, and I hope the woman will be there.
Well, Mr. Greville, you are feeling better?
Yes, I suppose so. I've been ill.
Quite ill.
Where's Nayland Smith?
Nayland Smith?
Yes. He's here in Kaga, too.
El Kaga? Oh, I see. Don't think about it, Mr. Greville. Just now, you need rest.
What is that? Steamer whistle in Kaga?
Rest, Mr. Greville. Sleep if you can. I'll see that you are taken care of.
But I'm sure I hear river sounds.
Mr. Greville, you have been ill.
Leaking soup?
Yes, lady.
He is better?
Much improved, lady. Yet he thinks himself still in El Caga.
Leave me alone with him.
Yes, lady.
You are better, Sam?
Madame Ingomar, then I have you to thank for this.
Yes, Sam. I saved your life at great peril to my own. You have been very ill, my dear. But I have nursed you because you are young and life is good. I want you to live and love and be happy. With me.
With you?
Yes, son. Don't you understand?
But Rima. Rima Barton and
I. For the moment, son, forget Rima Barton. If I wish, I can will you to love me. And you would be unable to refuse. Would you have it that way, my dear?
No, no. Rima and I are...
The little girl is charming. She will not be harmed. And if it will make you happy, you shall have her. Later. But no. You cannot oppose my will, Sean Greville. I can control your mind. Make you do gladly whatever I wish. Look at me, Sean Greville.
No. No. Good heavens. The room, it's growing large. Now, it's fading. Rima.
Look at me.
Rima.
Look at me. You fool. You might have had the world at your feet. You refuse my love. The warning.
That cry, what is it? I heard it last in Dr. Petrie's home in Cairo. Are we in Cairo?
Wait. I am coming back.
Easy in that landing. All right, men.
Take that door again.
Right.
Listen, come on.
Nothing here, sir.
Smith. Nayland Smith. Dan Greville. Are you there? All right. Carry on, men. Don't let the thing go over.
Weymouth.
Wait. Listen.
Weymouth. In here.
All right, let's break it down. Use your axe.
By God, Greville. Oh, Weymouth. Thank heavens.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.